Sentinel to the Rescue, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Continuing the story of Haven Chase, an exceptional Idaho high school senior, who's an FFA member and finalist in the high school discussion meet competition held by the Young Farmers and Ranchers of Idaho. She's also up against a challenge. She was diagnosed at 8 years old with type 1 diabetes. Is there anything that can help her cope?
My parents and I have always discussed about me having a service dog. And the reason being is when I'm asleep at night, I don't wake up to my low blood sugars, which can be not a good thing.
And knowing that, for years her parents would keep an eye on her continuous blood glucose monitor when she was asleep. Her mother, Roxanne.
We actually take shifts to watch her blood sugars at night, so we kind of always felt like she would need a different failsafe.
And that's where brilliant service dog Sentinel comes in.
Sentinel is trained to alert me to my low and high blood sugars. They haven't been able to detect exactly what they smell, but the dogs smell it off of your breath. He can alert me 20 to 30 minutes before my continuous glucose monitor does, and having that extra time helps me get ahead of it. He's actually helped prevent me from some critical lows. Every diabetic's different, but for me, typically when my blood sugar goes low, I crash really hard.
Not anymore, because Sentinel and his nose alert her. Produced by the Ag Information Network.